This conference is being recorded.
Chris Vandilli here again from ProFromGo.com, and I've got an excellent interviewee on the line. His name's Tim Knox. He's a sought-after speaker, a syndicated business columnist. He's one of the contributing business writers for Entrepreneur.com, and he recently just came out with a new book called Everything I Know About Business, I Learned from My Mama. So I'm really looking forward to today's interview. I've been following Tim for a few years now. I'm one of your subscribers, Tim, and I read almost everything you put out religiously. So it's great to have you on the call, and I'm really looking forward to this.
Hey, Chris, it's great to be here. I appreciate the invitation to talk with you.
Well, it should be fun. Today we're going to talk a little bit about positioning yourself as an expert in your field, much like you have done, and also building your name or your company name as a trusted and valued brand. It's I think it's something that a lot of new internet entrepreneurs tend to overlook. So I have a couple questions I jotted down for you, both to kind of build an interesting interview and that people will enjoy listening to, and also for my own personal benefit. So if you don't mind, I'm ready to kind of dive right in.
Sure. I will just follow your lead.
Cool. Okay. I'm kind of curious, when you were first getting started online, I'm sure you were kind of in the same boat as most of us who are at the bottom of that long ladder you need to climb to success. I'm just wondering, how did you first attack the problem of getting people to know you and trust you when no one had ever even heard of you?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. I, like everybody else, you know, I started on the ground floor of this business. Give you a little backstory. I've been an entrepreneur for a long time and had done a lot of writing and teaching and that sort of thing, but I had never done anything as far as internet marketing goes. And I was writing for Entrepreneur at the time, and they had asked me to research a series of articles on selling information and internet marketing. And I really didn't know anything about it, but I did my research, and I found that there were, you know, all of these people making all of this money online. And, you know, I'm like, well, gosh, how hard can it be? Well, I found out it was pretty hard because I didn't know what I was doing. And so, you know, I was a complete newbie. And, you know, I didn't have a reputation online. Nobody knew who I was. You know, I can remember approaching joint venture partners and just, you know, groveling, you know, introducing myself and trying to convince them to do joint ventures with me. But, you know, the thing that I found, Chris, is that you have to start really slowly. One good thing that you can do to get known is go to all the conferences, all of the seminars. I mean, you've been to these things. I've been to all of them. They're a great place to go and start building your reputation because you meet people and you network. That's the great thing about these seminars is not really the speakers, although the speakers have good information, but the biggest benefit that you can get out of going to those kind of seminars is the networking and the meeting people and get your face out there and get your name out there. Now, once you start doing that, you know, you want to start building your name online with your first product. Now, one thing that I did was being a writer, I started a newsletter and I started writing ebooks. And again, I would approach joint venture partners to, you know, introduce me and my product to your list. And it just kind of built from there. But, you know, online, your reputation is built on your accomplishments and your successes. So, you know, one thing I tell everybody is if you're just starting out and nobody knows who you are, that's okay. You know, we've all been there. But you've just got to start little by little, you know, go to those networking conferences, get your name known, get your face out there, you know, get your picture made with all of the big dogs. You know, that's a great way to get in the door with them is to send them a picture of you and them that was taken at the seminar. But just start little by little. It's like any other kind of business. Your reputation is built on your accomplishments, and don't expect to jump out there, you know, Chris, in a month and everybody on the web know you, because it really doesn't work that way. You know, you got to be willing to put in the time and put in the effort and just build slowly. Build your reputation, you know, on your accomplishments, and, you know, start a newsletter, you know, get people who will actually subscribe to you. And I'm sure we'll talk more about this, but it all comes with building that reputation and that level of expertise to where people trust you. And when people start to trust you, that's when they start to buy from you. That's when they start to listen to you. That's when they start to consider you an expert. And Chris, my definition of an expert is someone who knows just a little bit more than the next guy. And if you do that, you're going to be the expert. So start slow, build on that. But the big thing is really just network and meet people and build those relationships, and then they can help you build your reputation.
You mentioned that you only need to know a little bit more than the next guy, and that kind of makes it sound like it's not quite as hard to be an expert as some of us might think.
Entirely true.
Yeah, that's a great optimistic outlook that I think it would be a good approach for anyone.
Here's a great example of being, quote, an expert. I had been in business for many years. I own a software company, and I wanted to write my own newspaper column on small business. I had been writing for Entrepreneur, but it was just kind of an ego thing. I wanted to see my name in my little hometown newspaper. So I put together a packet of columns, and I sent them up to the business editor at the newspaper. And they liked them, and they wanted me to write the column, so we did the deal. And, you know, my first column came out in the newspaper. Well, all of a sudden, my phone starts ringing off the hook. And it's people who read my column and suddenly thought that I was this big expert simply because I had a column in the paper. Now, the thing they don't realize is I was the same old guy I was the day before, but it's just the fact that I was in the newspaper that established me as an expert. You know, stuff like that you can do. Write articles, write a book. You know, I did a book this past year, Everything I Know About Business I Learned from My Mama, and I really wrote that book to build my reputation as an expert and to get other business, because it's very hard to have a best-selling book. Even though it went to number one on Amazon, you know, it's really hard to sustain that. So most writers do not make much money as writers, but they use those books as their calling cards. And again, it's just a fantastic way to build up your reputation. If you've got something published and people will read what you write, believe it or not, it automatically establishes you as an expert in their eyes. And that's a great way to get started, is writing articles.
It kind of seems like one of the underlying messages you're kind of putting out there too is that you need to take an initiative, because I know a lot of people would be kind of intimidated to approach a business editor at a newspaper or even try their hand at a book, but it sounds like you're a real go-getter, and it just things kind of fall into place when you take action.
Well, it does. You know, my mama had a saying, you know, the worst they can say is no. And you never know. You know, it's like the book The Secret is all about asking. You know, ask for the things you want. And, you know, when I called up that editor at that newspaper, he could have said, no, we're not interested, but he didn't. He said, sure, send me some samples and we'll take a look. So, yeah, it's a lot about taking action in any business, especially in the internet business. If you want to get somewhere, you have got to ask. And I think you'd be amazed at how people will respond.
Now, say you're going into a new niche. I mean, even with the experience you already have under your belt, you're pretty knowledgeable. You know some of the lesser-known strategies to kind of get you ahead. Now, let's say you're starting from scratch, so you're going into a new niche you're not familiar with, and you want to use like a pen name or an alias, out of it for the challenge alone. What are a couple things that you can do right off the bat to immediately boost your presence and credibility within that niche so that, you know, as soon as people see your name, although you have no experience in this particular niche, they're going to trust you slightly more than the next guy?
Well, and it's a really great question. One of the things you can do, and I know several people that have used this tactic very, very well, is you can start what they call a review site. I know a guy who wanted to move into a niche he had never been in, didn't really know a whole lot about, but he thought it would be very profitable. So what he did was he basically took on a pen name and started a product review site. And you could opt into his newsletter, and every month he would buy a different info product, and he would test it, and he would put it through its paces, and then he would write a review. And it was a great way to get started because, you know, people would go to Google and search on that particular a product, and he would be running Google ads, and he would come up, you know, get the truth about this from, and I won't mention his name, but he built quite a reputation just doing that and built a huge opt-in list. And it was all you know, completely under a pen name, but within just a very short time, he really was dominating that niche. Now, you know, if you're going to use a pen name, you need to do the same kind of things really you do if you're using your own name to get into a niche like that. You know, you can go to forums. You can answer questions. That's another way to get ahead is to become an authority on that topic. Let's say your niche is a particular type of software, and you learn all about that software, and you really do become expert at it. Well, you could go into the forums that are dedicated to that software and start answering questions for people. Or you can put up a website and offer to do consulting, and before long, you will be the recognized expert, you know, in that field. So it's just, again, it's all about taking that initiative to do something, to really learn about it, and then just take action and you know, follow up. And one thing I tell everybody, Chris, is try to be helpful. You know, one way that I built my reputation as a small business expert is I would get a lot of email asking me questions. And, you know, back before I got incredibly busy, I would answer every one of them. And people started coming to me, and that was really the genesis for my newsletter, was just printing or publishing the answers to questions that I was getting on the topic of small business. So that's just another way you can build your reputation.
You kind of make it sound a lot more simple than I expected it to be. I thought I was going to stump you with that question, but again.
Well, you know, if it was brain surgery, man, I couldn't do it. I'm just a dumb old redneck from Alabama, you know? So it's not difficult. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. It does take some initiative. It does take some brains. But, you know, it's not like digging ditches, you know? There's all kinds of things you can do. Just put your thinking cap on, get creative, and there really is no limit to what you can do.
Have you ever heard the saying that you're only as good as the people you associate with?
I have, yes.
I've kind of seen this technique used a lot in the internet marketing niche itself, but how do you think that would work in other smaller niches or micro niches as far as going into a fresh niche and using a few of the things we just talked about, and then trying to approach someone for a joint venture, or maybe even just a testimonial to kind of boost some credibility on your sales page, or, you know, possibly even an interview similar to what we're doing right now. How do you think that technique would work for someone who knew? How can they make it work?
Yeah, that's an excellent technique. I mean, when I first started my information marketing business, I wrote a little ebook, put it out there. I was on eBay at the time. And it was just kind of sitting there. Nobody was buying it. Well, I found a guy who was probably the king of that niche at the time, the information marketing stuff on eBay, and approached him about doing a joint venture. And what happened was he promoted my product to his list. Well, all of a sudden, it was like, hey, Mike is saying this guy is okay. He must be okay. And so my reputation started growing by association. So that's an excellent way to do it. Figure out the niche you want to be in. Go find the top players in that niche and try to work a joint venture with them or sign on as an affiliate. And, you know, they say there's guilt by association, but there's also success by association. You know, you don't want to go out there and hook your wagon to someone who's not doing really well at what you want to do. You know, it's like another old saying, if you hang around with broke people, you'll go broke. And it's the exact same thing. So what you want to do is you want to find the people who are really successful in whatever niche or whatever area you want to go in, and you want to become their best friend. And, I mean, do it in all sincerity. Don't approach them like, hey, what can you do for me? Because that will turn them off immediately. Okay, you should approach them with the outlook of, hey, what can I do for you? And by doing that, they're going to be more open to associating with you. You know, you're going to be more of a prime joint venture partner for them. And again, you kind of ride their coattails. You know, it's like everybody, I know Mike Filsaime very well, and every time Mike speaks, everybody wants to come up and get their picture made with Mike. and they always put that picture on their website because, you know, when people come to their website and see, hey, he's got his arm around Mike Fulsaime, this guy must know something. That's just the perception of the entire thing. So I agree with you 100%. You are only as good as the people you associate with. You want to get in there, and again, it's develop the relationship. You know, it's all about relationships in this business, and you know, maybe some of their star will rub off on you. But again, go in there with what you can do for them, because if you approach a Mike Fulsaime or any of the other guys, whether they're big guys or small guys who are having success, if you do it with an air of, you know, I'm just here to feed off of you, they're going to slam the door in your face. So, you know, approach them with that air of what can I do for you? How can I help you? How can I help you grow your business? And then they'll turn around and in turn help you grow yours. So that's a great concept.
Yeah, when you said that everyone wants to get their picture with Mike Fulsaime, I couldn't help but think of everyone waiting in line to get a picture with Santa Claus. But I guess in this case, it's kind of the opposite, where Mike's not handing out free gifts. He's looking to see what people can do for him when he decides who he's going to associate with.
Right. Well, you know, I just spoke at a Derek Gale event over the weekend in L.A., and all these people were coming up to me afterwards wanting their picture made with me, which I think is just hilarious because I hate having my picture made. And, you know, I always make this joke about, you know, you must be really desperate if you want your picture made with me. And this one guy, I can't remember his name, but he has on his website a picture of him with just practically every successful internet marketer in the last 5 years. And he says, you have no idea how much these pictures help my reputation. So, you know, get your picture made with them. They'll always take the picture, and you can put it on your site and say, hey, here's my my close personal friend, Mike Fulsaime. If Mike says I'm okay, I must be okay. And just, you know, be honest and above board about it, but it's a great way to get going.
Now, also on the same page as far as, you know, trying to associate with some of the better-known personalities in your field, do you have any recommendations on, in addition to, you know, taking the what can I do for you type of attitude, how to get your product to stand out from everyone else's who's kind of coming at them with, you know, joint venture requests, or even maybe just asking for a testimonial just to get, like, you know, their opinion? What can you do to really set yourself apart from the rest of the crowd in their eyes?
Well, you know, these big guys, and Chris, you know this, I mean, they are so slammed with joint venture offers, and plus they've got their own products, that, you know, the chance of you doing a joint venture with Mike Fulsaime or getting Mike Fulsaime to review your product and give you a testimonial, unless you're one of his big dog buddies, is you're very slim. It's not going to happen. And it's just because Mike is busy and Mike has, you know, big fish to fry. You know, what I tell the guys and gals who are just starting out is don't go to the big guys. Don't go to Mike Fulsaime or John Reese or Frank Kern or Rich Sheffrin. You know, look for people in your niche who are, you know, what I call the little dogs, the people who are having success, have been doing it, and they're starting to build a reputation, but they haven't really reached that pinnacle where Mike and John and those guys are. You know, look for people who are more on peer with yourself, but just a little farther ahead of you, okay? Those are the people who are still trying to build their reputation and build their websites and build their product list, and they'd be happy to review your product and give you a testimonial. You know, I did that for years. I mean, everyone who would approach me, if, you know, I'd always request the product, and if it was a quality product, I'd always give them a quote because I knew that my face and my quote and my domain name or my website was going to go on their sales page. So it's a great way to get your name out there, but also get with them. So don't go to the big dogs. You know, go to the medium-sized dogs. I mean, you can approach the big dogs if you like. You never know. Like I said, it never hurts to ask. But, you know, go with the medium-level guys. See if you can break in there because, you know, they can do you as much good as one of the big guys. You know, I mean, that's my entire business was built on doing joint ventures with, you know, the lesser-known, you know, marketers out there. And they've got big lists, and they've got nice responsive lists. And, You know, I've never done a joint venture with one of the big dogs, ever. And, you know, I've had great success just joint venturing there in the middle. And even today, you know, if someone sends me an email or calls the office here, you know, looking for me to joint venture with them, you know, I always look at their product. That you never know when someone's going to come completely out of left field and just have a killer product. So, you know, if you're having some success and you've got people asking you to joint venture with them, always be open. You know, don't get snobbish about it because you've made a little bit of money online and they haven't. You know, that's, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot there. You know, don't let your ego get the best of you. So, but that's the way to do it, Chris. You just, again, it never hurts to ask. I would not go after the big guys because they're already booked solid. Just go after the people who are doing, you know, on par with you or a little bit better and build slowly from there.
That's some more great advice. I think every one of us could use a little reality check from time to time. Just to
well,
keep
every, you know, they do.
Earth.
I think I have met some really wonderful people in this industry, and I have met some real buttheads. And, you know, and that's, I'm putting that nicely. But, you know, some people just believe their own press and stroke their own ego, and that's cool. They can do that all they want. We don't have to do business with them. We just, you know, I have a policy. I will not do business with anyone who is not nice and that I don't like. And that policy has served me very well. If I don't like you or I don't like your attitude, I won't do business with you. I don't care how much money is at stake. So, you know, it's the old, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. And, you know, if you get the big head, somebody's going to let the air out of it someday. So
that's funny. I almost can't resist, but you mentioned, you know, to try and stick with marketers who are kind of in the same boat as you. And I actually, mm-hmm. I thought of a similar concept, and I had one of my programmers when we designed Pro From Go come up with this. It's basically a progress marker, a little module inside the members area. And I have, you know, the web development and product creation process kind of like chronologically mapped out. And what you can do is go into this progress marker and choose which category you're presently in. And while, once you do that, it will link you up with everyone else who's in the same exact position as you. And then you can click on their usernames and get in touch with them in case you get stumped. So
I couldn't resist
to throw that out there because it was kind of neat, and it was a very original idea we came up with. And, you know, I have a good programmer who kind of put it all together for me. It was kind of an idea that I threw out there, and then he brought it to life. And
I like,
you know,
it. Boy, I wish I thought of that.
By the time it was finished, I was like, yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. And really, it was a lot better than what I thought of.
Very good.
Now, not to switch gears on you too fast, but I notice on a lot of websites, and even on some of your sites, I've seen a lot of different, you know, quality assurance seals and online reliability programs. They have like the little logos that kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, subliminally almost build trust in the visitor's eyes. And I know a few of them are like, you know, the BBB online reliability program, and then there's a newer one called Honesty Online, and there's different privacy and security ones such as like HackerSafe and Trusty. I'm sure you've heard of all these. Do you think that these are a good investment? And if so, you know, for someone who's first starting out, some of these can get a little bit expensive. Do you have any tips on, you know, similar alternatives that we can, that any one of us could use to kind of boost our site's credibility in the eyes of a potential visitor?
Well, I those are good programs. I mean, here's the thing you got to remember. A lot of people, when they're shopping on the web, are still very wary. You know, they think that every time they click a button, there's some guy with a black hat ready to steal their credit card and run off with it. So, you know, the BBB online logo and that sort of thing, you know, it helps to instill confidence and trust. And people will not do business with you unless they trust you. Now, some of these are expensive to take part in. What you can do, and which I actually prefer to using any of these logos, is use testimonials from people who, you know, will swear how great you are and how great your product is. You know, that's the one thing, the great thing about testimonials is, you know, people will read a testimonial and they'll believe that testimonial, even though they don't know the person, but they'll believe it more than if you said it to them yourself. You know what I mean? If they're on your website, well, they expect you to say great things. But if they see other people, testimonials on your site, you know, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I really love it. I'm making $1,000 a day. You know, great job, sincerely, blah, blah, blah. those really do help to instill trust. You know, you should use as many testimonials as you can get, because they're just golden. Those testimonials are what really sell, I think, more than sales copy in a lot of instances. I've seen, you know, some really wonderful sales copy pages that had bad testimonials that didn't convert, and then I've seen some really shoddy sales copy pages, but they had great testimonials and they sold like hotcakes. So, you know, if you don't want to invest the money in one of the reliability or the honesty programs, just make sure you've got tons and tons of testimonials from, you know, third parties talking about how great you are. And let me give you this tip, Chris. If, you know, let's say you've created your product, you want to contact as many people, preferably notable people, names that are known, and send them the product and get their testimonial, their review. Don't charge them for the product. I actually had someone one time call me up and say, you know, I'd like to do a joint venture with you. And I said, well, great, I have to review all the products before I see it. And he gave me the sales page URL. And he fully expected me to go over and buy the product. And I'm like, that's just not how it works, dude. If you want me to look at it, you know, you have to send me the product free. That's just the way it works. And he wouldn't do it. And do you think I gave him a testimonial? No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So, you know, if you're trying to get a testimonial from somebody, gosh, make it easy for them to see how great you are. You know, if you've got a product, send them the product. If it's a email or a downloadable, send them that. If it's a hard copy, send them that. If it's a website, give them full access. You've got to give away stuff to get folks to give you the testimonials. And trust me, that giving away those for testimonials will come back to you, you know, time and time again. So it's well worth it.
That's a great, great tip, because I know some of those reliability programs, I actually investigated into a couple of them. They can get pretty expensive, so soliciting testimonials is something that anybody can do, no matter, you know,
yeah,
how far along they are.
They do get expensive, and you've got to be wary. There are a lot of people who use, especially Better Business Bureau type things, who will use that against you, meaning that it's like almost like feedback on eBay. You know, you may have a customer who you've done everything 100% right, and they just don't like what you, you know, they don't like you. They can go file a report at BBB on you. So, you know, while those things are all great, you got to remember, keep in mind, there are people who will misuse those systems. So I would go with testimonials over those little logos any day of the week.
Good advice. Now, you mentioned to get excellent testimonials. One little method you could use is to, you know, definitely give the product to the person for free when you ask them to review it. Is there any other guidance you can give us on how to get really good testimonials for our sales page? Because like you mentioned, they can really kick your conversion rate right in the butt.
Yeah, they really can. Well, one thing that you can do, and a lot of internet marketers are doing this now, is if you have people you know or people you can mentor, you can send them the product and have them go through the product and actually assist them in having success with the product. There's someone now, one of the big guys, who is selling a program on doing what he's done in internet marketing, and some of his biggest testimonials are actually some of his students who he's kind of held by the hand and done promotions for, and, you know, had lots of sales. And, you know, you can kind of guide that testimonial along. But, you know, the biggest thing is with people is making yourself available and being very helpful. You know, some of my best testimonials came from people that, you know, I had a membership site, for example, and I had everything set up for them. All they had to do was log in and just start enjoying it. And, you know, I walked them through all of the things that it would do, and I actually spent some time just kind of going over everything and showing them how to use all the tools. And in doing that, they suddenly became very enamored of the product and started giving me great testimonials. So, you know, when you approach someone, don't just send them a copy of the product. Help them implement the product. Help them you know, get it going, help them get it doing what you say it will do. And then when you got their testimonial, always ask, is there someone you know that would also like to review this product and give me a testimonial? You know, they every internet marketing type has two or three buddies. So you send the product to them. It's the old referral system. You know, you just, once you've got a satisfied customer giving you a testimonial, ask if they've got anybody else that you know, one or two friends that would also like to give you testimonials, because the more the better.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed you have, like, this incredible online presence. I mean, just with your all the different articles that you've authored, plus your columns, and, you know, your, I think, are you still sitting in on a panel on your local news station as well?
Actually, we were doing a weekly business radio show, and it got so popular, I started doing a daily talk show, and was doing, I did that for about 3 months, and just retired from that in December, but I may be going back into radio soon. We are starting up, before we got into radio, I was doing a weekly internet podcast that was quite often the number one internet marketing podcast on Podomatic. So I am about to pull that back out, dust it off, and get it going. I love doing podcasting and audio and video. I just think people eat that up, so I do as much of it as I can.
Now, the main reason I brought that up is because I see you using so many different mediums to get your, you know, your ideas and your advice out there. So how do you stay effective with when you're using, trying to manage so many different methods? I mean, I'm sure that it's having great results for you, but I mean, how do you make sure that you're always putting out the best material, and how do you kind of stay on top of your game to make sure you're using the latest techniques and all the latest tools to create your audio and your video, and even your, you know, your text pieces of I guess it's almost like propaganda that you're kind of distributing across the internet.
Well, you know, I stay abreast of technology, but the truth of the matter is it has gotten so easy to do audio and video. I do it all myself. I've got a digital camcorder. I'll set up the camcorder in my office. I'll record a video. I plug it into my computer. I download it. I've got a real simple editing software. You know, I can literally take a video and have it online in minutes. It's just, it's so easy to do now. Same way with audio. You know, when I was doing the radio show full-time, I had one of the technicians at the radio station would record the show and send me the sound files every night. And I would just upload them to Podomatic, which is a podcasting site, and Podomatic would blast them out all over the world. When it comes to my articles, I write a weekly newspaper column, so I've always got fresh material. Every week, I've got something to talk about. And so what I try to do is just put out as much information as I can. You know, I've got the weekly newsletter. I've got the weekly newspaper column. We're starting the podcast back up. I'm about to launch my blog finally. Just tons of stuff going on. We've got some new videos we're working. You know, I think if you're going to be effective in this business, you really do have to be a content machine. And, you know, if you can't write the content yourself, excuse me, it's very easy to find people who can write content for you. You know, if you're not a writer, do audio. If you don't like audio, do video. It's just so simple to do. You know, it's not like, excuse me, a couple of years ago where, you know, doing video on a website was just a horror. I mean, you had to have a programmer and a videographer, and you had to have a streaming server, but it's just gotten so easy. Now, anybody honestly can do this. And it's important that you be consistent. You know, if you start doing a podcast or a newsletter and you start building a list who follow that, they're going to want that every week if that's what you're promising. You know, when I was doing my book tour, I took a break from doing my weekly newsletter, and I had people emailing me going, hey, where's my newsletter? I signed up for a weekly newsletter. Where is it? So, you know,
I was one of those guys.
Wait, were you one of those guys? Yeah,
I didn't actually email you, but I was wondering.
Yeah, it was too much to handle because I was on the road a lot. So I just took a break, and So, you know, I love doing that sort of thing. I'm really just now getting back in that mode, but, you know, I'm going to come out full force and articles, podcasts, video casting, blogs, write lots and lots of articles. I have a gentleman that I work with in India. Every time I write an article, I send it to him, and he blasts it out to like 500 different e-zine sites. And, I mean, I've actually gotten, you know, so many people pick up my articles and use in their materials, in their newsletter. I've actually gotten spammed with my own articles. So, you know, when you start getting spammed with your own stuff, you know you must be doing something right. But, you know, generate as much content as you can, man, because that's all free traffic back to your site.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit, so don't panic.
Okay.
This is a scenario I've kind of tried to put every interviewee I've had for this project. I've tried to put this scenario to them. Let's say you're brand new. You have a lot more time than money. You're pretty much broke, but you can afford to sit at your computer, you know, all hours of the night like many of us do when we're first getting started, and you have a reliable internet connection. What are some of the actual tools that you can recommend and some of the, you know, the first steps people should take to get started in building their online presence when they're just starting out from complete scratch with only a little bit of experience and limited resources?
Well, yes, well, that's a great question. You're trying to stump me here. Well, you know, here's the thing you need to do. Before you spend a penny in starting any business, I don't care if it's internet marketing or starting a retail store or whatever, don't start any business until you know more about starting a business. You've got to become a student of business, okay? And I'm not talking about the niche you're going in. I'm talking about a student overall of how to get started in business. Because one of the reasons so many people fail, whether it's online or off, is they don't know what they're doing. You know, I always say they fail because they have no business being in business. So if you've got zero money, but you've got an internet connection, start learning about business. Go to timknox.com and click on the columns link. You'll find several hundred columns on starting a business. Go to entrepreneur.com. Go to Google and just search on starting a business. Learn everything you can about the kind of business you're looking to start or you're thinking about starting. And if you don't have an idea for a business, just learn everything there is to know about starting a business, period. You know, when I always tell the story of when I first started doing internet marketing, you know, I mentioned that I did the research for an entrepreneur piece, and I saw all of these people making money. And I thought, well, you know, I'm a writer. I'm a smart guy. How hard can it be? So I dove in, and for about 6 months, just beat my head against a wall and spent thousands of dollars and went in the hole and didn't make a dime. And finally, one day, I got so frustrated. I said, you know, this internet marketing is just bull. You know, I'm not making any money. You know, and then it occurred to me I didn't have a clue what I was doing. You know, I had just kind of jumped out there, made some assumptions, you know, thought I knew, you know, I'm this entrepreneur, I've been in business for years, I can do this. Well, you know what I did? I took the next 3 or 4 months to educate myself about business and about internet marketing and about, you know, selling information. And then I started slowly building up, and guess what? I started having success because I knew what I was doing. You know, one thing, Chris, a lot of people want to jump out there and, you know, like, hey, I want to start my internet marketing business today. I want to be rich by Friday. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You're going to fail if you start with that mentality. So if you're dead broke, but you've got a computer and an internet connection, start learning. Start your education. Learn everything you can about business in general, everything you can about the niche that you're looking into. And here's the key. Once you have all of that knowledge, it suddenly becomes a lot easier to succeed and to find ways. You all of a sudden get creative. You find money that you need to invest in marketing, or you find a JV partner. It's like the little light bulbs continually go off as you educate yourself. And if you don't do it that way, if you just, let's say you've got 10 grand and you jump in and you spend your $10,000 on Google AdWords and you don't make a single sale, are you better off than the guy who has no money at all But is taking the time to learn how to do this? No, you're really in the back seat to that guy. So start your education and do it. You know, start now. You know, don't keep putting it off until tomorrow. Sit down at your computer tonight and just start going to those websites and just learning and absorbing and becoming a student of business. And before you know it, you'll be an expert. You'll be smarter than the next guy.
I think it's my opinion that content machines such as yourself that are, you know, pumping out all this great free information that everyone can benefit from is a big part of the reason why it's getting easier and easier to start your own online business these days, just because there's so many free resources and good resources that people can refer to. And you did mention your site, timknox.com, and I have to confess that I do spend a good bit of my own time on there checking out some of the things that you have to say. And I was hoping maybe we can just kind of recap and summarize some of the things we talked about for, you know, people who are about to get off of this call after they just finish up listening. What are some things that they can do right now that, you know, anyone can do to get the ball rolling and start building a presence in a niche?
Yeah, it's, again, it's not brain surgery. You know, once you get off this call, you know, go to the bathroom and come back to your computer and do what I said. Just start researching. If you're interested in selling pet products, go start learning everything you can about pet products. Go learn about the industry. Go learn about the competition. You know, go learn about, you know, what if your product is, whatever it is, what's similar out there. You know what I mean? Start investigating that. Start, you know, go to my site, go to Entrepreneur, go to sites like that. Start learning everything you can. You know, and just brainstorm. Here's a biggie. You know, a lot of people, Chris, well, you know, I can't think of a product. I just can't. I'm an idiot. I can't think of anything. I don't believe that. I think that everyone listening to this call can come up with a great niche and can do it quickly if they just open their eyes. You know, go do some market research. Here's one of my favorite things to do. Go down to the library or the bookstore. Go to the magazine section. Take a look at the different types of magazines there. Guess what those are? Those are all niches. You know, if there's, you know, I'm a gun nut. So if there's 20 kinds of gun magazines, that tells me that there's a thriving market for firearms. I'm also a dog nut. I got 7 dogs. Well, guess what? There's all kinds of pet magazines available. You know, go down there and just try to stimulate your brain. If you don't have an idea for a product, just look at all the magazines that are there. You know, look at the books that are there. And I think that a light bulb will probably go off. You know, I tell everyone, you know, if you can't think of a niche or a product, look at your own life. What are things that you need that, you know, the needs are not being met? What holes in the market do you see? And once you identify those niches, start doing your research, start doing your learning, and, you know, start creating. You know, someone the other day was you know, giving me a hard time because I am a writer. It's very easy for me to write. And I told him, I said, look, anybody can write. All you got to do is come up with a topic, then come up with 10 bullets about that topic, and then start filling those bullets in just a few paragraphs. And guess what? Very soon you're going to have the makings of your first book, you know. Then you take that, let's say your book is only 10 or 15 pages, well, you can then take and do an audio. You can do an audio read of your book, or you can go find someone like Chris who's an expert in your market and get them on the phone and do an interview. Well, then you've got an ebook and you've got an audio. Well, then do a video. Do a video of you sitting there for 30 minutes or an hour discussing the topic. And every time you do this, you're adding to your product, and you can suddenly charge more and more and more. So first thing you need to do tonight, like I said, go to the bathroom first, because I know how these calls are, but then get back on your computer, start doing your research, start looking for those niches. You know, it's kind of interesting, Chris. I met some great people when I was in L.A. at this event who are making literally millions of dollars a year in niches that you would never think of, you know, that would be money-making. And I'm not going to give the niches away, but when I was listening to these stories, I'm like, you can actually make money selling this kind of information? And it had nothing to do with making money. It was a completely consumable product. And so don't think that you have to write or create this wonderful how to make $1 million online product. There's lots of profitable niches out there. And all you got to do is open your eyes and find them and then get started and just build on it from there.
I really liked your tip about the magazine section at the library. That's something that I've actually caught myself doing a few times, and I think when I get off the call, I might actually head off to my local library and take a few minutes to look around.
I do that even after all these years. I still do that. I mean, I'm at Books a Million two or three times a week. They love me there. and that's another thing. You never stop learning. Even when you get to be an old dog like me, every day I learn something new. And that's key to just keeping that momentum going.
Well, today's exceptional, I think, because we learned quite a few new things just picking your brain a little bit here. So I wanted to thank you, Tim, for doing this call. And I was hoping maybe you could tell us a little bit about something that you got going on, like maybe something that's in the works or something coming out soon, or maybe one of your most recent products or projects, or just kind of curious as to what you're working on, since you seem to be one of the leaders in this business development field.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm a leader, but I'm just, you know, my wife says I have ADD cubed. I'm like a little 12-year-old running all over the place doing all these different things. But, you know, I've got a lot of projects that I'm working on. Some of them are online related. Some of them are off. I actually, I mentioned that I'm a gun nut. I actually opened a retail gun store in December and have just been having the time of my life, my first retail business. And I've had more fun putting this thing together than anything I've ever done. And so I'm planning, I'm doing a series of articles on that. I may look at developing that into a book. Getting back into the online marketing, I've got some new DVDs that are coming out. Working on a couple of different things. One is a project that I'm doing with a friend of mine named John Hollingsworth, where we are going to have boot camps that we teach speakers how to use humor and improvisation on stage. And, you know, if you've been to a lot of these events, a lot of the speakers are just very dry. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. That's one of the things that, you know, it's one of my, if I can offer any advice to anybody out there, it's do what you love, you know, do what's fun. And, you know, you'll make the money if you just, you know, follow your heart and find something you enjoy doing. You know, we've all had those jobs where we hate coming in every day. And business is the same way. If you're selling a product or you're in a business that you hate, well, guess what? You're going to fail. So I have that thing. I do what I love, and I'm interested in guns and teaching and speaking. And so that's what's on my plate for the moment.
You got a pretty wide array of interests there. It's kind of interesting.
Man, I'm all over the board, man.
Once we get off the call, I'm going to have to pick your brain a little bit. I'm a gun nut myself.
Ah, okay.
I wanted to just say thanks one last time. It turned out to be a fantastic interview. I really appreciate your time today, and I'm looking forward to getting some feedback from the people who take a chance to listen to this interview and see what they think, because I'm sure it's one of those things that I could listen to over and over again and discover something new each and every time.
Well, hey, Chris, it's been my pleasure. Anytime, man.
Okay, Tim, we'll have to stay in touch. Thanks.
Bye-bye.